Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again. You're listening to Free on the Inside on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Minister Joy. Look, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad of it. I am so happy to be here once again. Here, I'm happy for our guest that's in our studio that's waiting to come online here. But before we bring her on and we discuss her book that she has, I just want to give some acknowledgement to Granny's Place Ministry for allowing us to be on her each and every week. Granny's Place Ministry sponsored this program. Granny's Place Ministry is a nonprofit ministry that's meeting the needs of our young men and women at risk. Last week, Granny's Place Ministry, along with my church, Shady Grove Baptist Church, we was over at the Cottrell House there during the Thanksgiving. We tagged it as a day of thanks, and we was over there encouraging our young men that God have many, many promises in store for them. And I said, oh man, that's awesome. That's awesome. That they don't even know the things that God have for them. And one of the things that we embedded in our program was some life skill courses and programs. And one of the life skill courses that we done, that we're going to bring, this is tied into our show here, is to learn how to tie. Those young men that were very eager to learn how to tie. And we made a contest out of it. And after it all was over, they said, Mr. Lewis, teach us more. I said, now they realize it, the things that God have for them. They realize that their season is coming up. And I wanted to set the stage here for our guest that's coming up here. Our guest is a woman of God. She's a motivational speaker, and she's an author, and she's a friend of mine. And I'd like to introduce you to, at this here time, she's no stranger to Blog Talk Radio. She's been on here before, but I never interviewed her personally myself, but I am so happy to be able to do that today. And so this morning, we have Ms. Janet Gilmore. She's the author of this book, talking about God's promises. It says, Building on the Promises of God, a Bible workbook. Amen. So we want to bring her on here, and she's going to introduce herself, and she's going to encourage us to be strong in the Lord. Amen. And so your calling number, before we go any further, calling number is 310-982-4126. Her book is titled, Milk to Meat, Bible Study, Building on the Promises. And the next voice you'll hear will be Miss Janet Gilmore. Good morning, Miss Gilmore. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I appreciate you having me on, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you and your family.
Well, God bless you. I'm excited about you being on here. You know, as I shared with you earlier, that I have many guests that come on the program that's authors, but I've never had anyone that did a study guide, a Christian study guide. So I'm excited about it. And I thank you for sending me an e-copy of the book. And as I was reading it, I was being encouraged. And it brought back some things that I just really never thought about, you know, from the first chapter to the very last. And so I'm encouraged about it. So introduce yourself to our listening audience, and then we'll talk about your book.
Okay, that's great. My name is Janet Gilmore.
Miss Janet Gilmore on the line with us this morning here. I think we lost her for a second there, but she's on the line there. We're talking about her book, Milk to Meat.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You dropped out there for a second.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So now, go right ahead and reintroduce yourself.
Okay, I just don't know where you stopped hearing me, but can you hear me now still?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. My name is Janice Gilmore. I'm blessed to be a child of God, to glorify him in every way. I'm a mother, sister, friend. And I pride myself on being able to encourage where courage is needed and a good listener when you just want to vent.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, as you wrote this book here, tell us about your book here, because it got a lot of great nuggets in there. And what brought about this here, for you want to write a book? What's the genesis?
It wasn't that I wanted to write a book. I was instructed that what I was going through would produce a book. I was struggling with my faith and being able to stand in a situation where I had never been before. I had never been unemployed. I had never had that struggle. I've always had a job, had always been able to keep a job, and I was in a place where God had to show me that it was not the job that sustained me, that the job was a blessing through him, and he could use any resource he wanted because he was my source. And so I was getting up. I was just really at one point focused on getting a job, and not giving God my time, my energy, but wanting to bless me. And you cannot have the blessing without the blessing. And so he began to wake me up with a scripture, you know, and I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? I thought it was just for me. So when I began to write and express, feeding what I needed to bring me back to where God would have to be. And I just started building what I was given every morning. And I would write like 2 hours, sit and I would just write, because I had gotten to a place where I was like, okay, my way is definitely not working. And when I finished writing and everything, I was like, okay, what am I supposed to do with this? And he told me that's the book, and he gave me the title, everything. I was still in awe of it. And it even after the book was completed, the manuscript was completed, I was not really quick to go and find someone to edit or to publish it, because I wanted it to be exactly how God gave it to me. And sometimes when you submit your transcript and someone agrees to publish your book, it will begin to a lot of things out. And I didn't get to edit at the time. And I waited another year to find who would get the book and not edit God out of it.
You know, as you were sharing this, I was just thinking about there was a time of preparation. That was a time of trial. That was a time of just reflecting on what God wants for you. And I like the first, the first title it said, First Things First. Well, you talk about in the book of Hebrews, sir, you know, Hebrews 11. Let's talk about that there, because, you know, you said that you was unfamiliar with the territory that God had, you know, had placed you in.
Well, the first thing, first of all, I and I didn't have faith in air. I didn't have faith in faith. And you can't see. Where's your faith right now? What you're thinking might be part of your journey. And I was like, I didn't have faith. I had to go back and just, you know, I had to revive and revisit first things first, you know. And basically, Hebrews 11 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Well, what I think, do I believe he exists? Because I believe he exists. I get myself a disturbance. I can't stand on what I don't know. And I can't believe anything that I'm not doing. So I just really had to go back to the basics and reexamine my beliefs. If this is what you believe, you need to grow in what you believe.
Ms. Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid that we're getting a bad connection here. Can I have you to release the line and give us a call back, and we'll pick this up?
Okay, I will.
I'm afraid that I'm not able to hear you, and we don't want our audience to miss any of this. So give me a call right
okay,
back.
Okay, I'll call you right back. Back. Let me. I'm gonna go to a different spot as well.
Okay. Do you have a landline?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay.
But
that's
I'll,
okay.
I'll go to a different spot from where I did the last interview.
All right. That sounds great. Then thank you. Well, you'll listen to our guest for this morning here, Ms. Janet Gilmore here. She's the author of a powerful study guide here saying From Milk to Meat, Bible study, building on the promises. What is the promises that God have made into your life? You know, if you study the book of Genesis and you see in the book of Joshua, and it says that be strong and be courageous and fear not. And I love that because he says it several times. God made a promise that, hey, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong, be courageous, and fear not. Oh, man, that's awesome now. That's awesome. And we got our co-host on the line this morning here, Brother Daniel. He's going to come in here in a few minutes, and we're going to give our guest an opportunity to finish sharing her book with us this morning here. And so we encourage her, you know, for you to go out and purchase this book as a study guide. It's 12 beautiful, powerful, impactful chapters of the book. With each chapter, there's a time of reflection. There are some questions that's being asked regarding that particular chapter, and you can do this as a one-on-one with you and God as a Bible study, or you can do it in a group setting. We have our guest back on the line this morning. All right, Ms.
Hi, are you able to hear me better now?
Yes, you sound real clear now. Now, I was just sharing
about
your chapter. Yes, that's okay. This is, you know, things like that. And, you know, that I always consider that, you know, as depending on your relationship with God. You never give up. Yes, keep trying and trying. And guess what? God was always there for us. And I love what you're doing in your book here. I was sharing with our listening audience about the 12 chapters that you have and how they'll study. There's a time of reflection at the end of each chapter, and there's a question that's being asked of each chapter. One of the questions I want to share with my listening audience, I want you to talk about this. It said, name two things that you would not have if you wasn't had a relationship with God.
That was instructive for me to put in there. It puts you in a state of gratefulness of what you really are. you know, that's not what God is, what that means. And so for me, it's a Bible study that grows you. You have to revisit each chapter after 6 months to see your growth, and then after a year, just to see where you are now, because you go through different seasons in our lives. So it's an ongoing Bible study for someone who's really, really trying to get that personal connection, not walking just religious belief, not just on what grandmother or what mama or what the minister or your pastor or whomever have told you, but know through yourself that God loves you, that God has great plans for you, that there is purpose in you. And I think a lot of times we miss that in Bible study. We miss that sometimes on Sunday morning. Sometimes we just need that extra, he's with me. Because what you are studying Bible study may not be, you may need that word, but maybe you're going through something different also. And so this is the extra, he loves you. Don't you give up. Don't you dare turn away. Don't you feel like you're in this alone. There's, you know, God is with you, not really God with you. He will send you to hold you up and to help you. But sometimes we get lost in the different things that we go through day to day. And sometimes we may not be going through anything, and we're just blacked up on our studying. And we need to get back to what God has just said.
Oh, you know what? You're so true. That is so true. Because as I was looking at your title, they're pretty straightforward. It allows you to reflect on the thing that you're involved in, and thing that God have you to do. And as I do ministry sometimes, you know, and I talk to men and women, young and old, and I try to meet them at their point and then just go from there. You know, because one question that you ask in the book, and people tend to overlook it. We say it in a group setting, but sometimes do we ever ask anybody, personally, even ourselves, do you really believe in God? I know it sounds good, you know, yes, God on the cattle of 1,000 hill, he's going to meet your need, but do you really believe that? Are you willing to step out on faith and promises? Because sometimes we look around at our situation and we say, I don't have that education, I don't have the money, I don't have the speaking ability, but yet, God said, I want you to go out. I want you to do some things. Well, God, I can't do it. And then you go to other people, they say, well, maybe you mistaken the voice of God. And, you know, but I like what you said. Do you really believe in God?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you really believe in God and you really believe he has, you do believe. Why are you putting out faith? Why, I mean, this was a faith step. I've had several faith steps that I've tried to do. Every faith, it makes me because it just reads. Even if the people say that, how did you do that? To tell you to do this and to do that. Well, he says, my children, even I say to God, if I make mistakes, he doesn't believe me. Because he knows my heart, he knows that I was good at it. Because I thought it was too hard. Knew it was him. Whatever your situation is. The thing is, if you fall, if you step incorrectly, you don't stay there. You dust yourself back up. You ask for forgiveness. And you know that God is with you. A lot of people, if you talk to them, you can't be forgiven for this thing and that thing. Oh, so you really don't. It's something that will probably tear you from God. You go right back to where you go right back to God. You're like, God, I thought that was you, but maybe it is you, but it wasn't.
time of the 17th season.
And you know, and as you were saying, I was just thinking about, you know, we all have faced trials and troubles and difficulties, but do you really believe in God? You're able to shake it out. You know, some time ago, God spoke little bitty words of wisdom into me. I did not know what they meant at the time. He said, have a thick skin and a soft heart. Little did I know that you're going to have to fight off the wiles of the enemy. So I got to be strong in the Lord, you know, but yet I got to be compassionate. I got to understand why this person is doing that, because it was me one time. I was messed up from the flow up. And I think about your study guide. It allowed me to reflect on myself and have that kindness and that compassion for someone else. I mean, with Titus 3:3 said that one time we were foolish, we were rebellious, we were stubborn, but then when the love of God manifested itself in our life and regenerated us, we became heirs and son to a heavenly kingdom, and we had a promise, and it's been sealed by the Holy Spirit. My sister, Evangelist, thank you for what you're doing in this book here, because it's encouraging me. I'm drawing straight off this book, and I'll reflect over the chapters, and I'm encouraged about what I'm reading. Now tell our listening audience how they can go about picking up this powerful Bible study guide that they can use in their small group setting, a Bible study, rather.
I have a website. It's jprsis.webs.com. That is my direct website where you can order your copy and autograph it for you. Or you can go to Amazon.com. I'm on Amazon.com as well. Milk to Meat Bible Study. Build it. You can wherever you can the only difference between the bookstore and Amazon is my website and autograph. It, unfortunately, is autograph if you buy in the other place.
Oh, okay, okay. And you know, you can get it on email. You know, not email, but e-copy, right?
Yeah, but
you know, with Amazon ebook, you can get an ebook.
Mm-hmm. That can be ordered. So,
yeah, and I like that because you sent me a copy some time ago, and I kept it, and I go over it. Excuse me.
How well equipped everyone is for that part, for the ebook.
Yes. And I understand. You know, I'm glad you said that too, because we can't take it for granted. We can't take it for granted. So I see you are a woman of God, and you have a compassionate heart. And I love that. I love that. Because sometimes we're being challenged by the things that God put our hands to do. But as I shared with our listening audience earlier, I'm going to say it again, be strong, be courageous, and fear not. Oh, man, you know what? I go to the jail and the prison, and them brothers in there been lifting weights. They got tattoos on their face, and they like, and I said, let go and let God. And for the Lord, I see that hardness begin to fade away, and they come out the Bible study. They said, brother, teach us how to navigate this here Christian way of life once we get out. We could be a Christian in here to a certain extent, but when I get out, I can do what I want to do. I can, you know, go where I want to go, but I don't want to do the same thing that I used to. I want to learn how to be a Christian. And this study, and this Bible study, will teach them how to be a Christian in their own way, you know, not trying to be like me, not trying to be like T.D. Jakes or other people. I'm just using names, but to be a man of God, be a woman of God, be a child of God. I thank you for sharing this here with our listening audience. Now, as we get ready to wind down this program, because I wanted you to be my featured guest today, tell us about some things that God did personally in your life, and let someone piggyback off of those things. You know?
Oh, wow. I don't even know.
I love to make it personal because you know my story. But I want other people to know that I'm not in this alone. You've been surrounded by such greater cloud of witnesses. You too can lay down every weight and sin that so easily entangle you and run that race that is set before you. But you're looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of your faith. Come on, now, encourage me.
Oh, yeah. I was blessed so many ways. I have five great angels. I have five angels. And I have a wonderful mom. And I saw the journey. For 2 years, God has just blessed me with the whole of the year before. And God is so great in particular that in that year, almost 2 years, I would say, one month is going to be paid. And that's something that I've nothing got turned on. Just things. Then that I have knowing that anything happens, just knowing that he is with me always, and that no matter what it's like, he's here. So I didn't know that he thinks he's so special. And it's just one thing after another, but he just kept coming no matter what
yeah.
you're going.
Yeah, I'm listening.
No matter
and I was just thinking about it. Go ahead.
No matter what they tell you, I am God, and I'm with you always. And I, you know, it doesn't matter because I'm here with you on earth. And if I choose to bring you home, you're going to be with me. So even where it goes, you're with me. And I just walk around with the I got to be feeling in my soul. I just, that's what I walk around with. It's just in my ear. Come tell me. He got me, and I always feel like he's hugging me because of the things that life I see in my life. I use it to encourage others. If I can bless anybody with anything, I'm there. I'm trying to do it. I'm not saying that I'm rich, but I'm rich in giving and encouraging and positive like that. And what I have to go through will make me want to go through that. Then that's the blessing that I find in.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. We're about ready to end this portion of our interview. We want to thank you for being a guest on our program here. You know, you're no stranger to what we're doing. You've been on here several times for many, many years, and I'm always amazed that I look back over the time that God allowed me to be on here. It's a labor of love, you know. Sometimes, you know, Nobody listens to the program, but I'm doing it unto God, because God said, wait a minute, I got you on this here. And that's what sometimes we look around, my sister, we don't see people involved in what we're doing. We see people that seem to be falling slack of what God had them to do. And sometimes God said, I'm doing this here for a reason. I'm letting you go out. And because some people are looking at you. Some people don't believe that you could do what you do, but you're doing it unto God. It ain't you. I'm using you as a vehicle to encourage their faith.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes we are faith distributors, because if they see us, they say, man, she got faith to write a book. She got faith to endure the storm. Maybe I got faith there. You know, it ain't so much as you, but God using you as a conduit to encourage someone else. You know,
it's a
when you show up, man, she ain't got no reason to be here, no matter what's going on, but she keeps showing up because God is using you. Sometimes we frustrated. Oh, why are you doing this? But God is using us. And so I could thank you. We pray that you enjoy
thank
the balance
God.
Of your day, and we pray that people get this book and they apply this book to their daily activities as a study guide. And I like what you said. It's a 12-month study. Bible study, and that's you know, and I like that because we need that. I'm gonna put it, make it as simple as possible. We need that, my sister. Enjoy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on the show as always. You keep me encouraged by everything that you do. You are a very strong man of God. Long as your wife is truly a blessing to me. I just thank you, and I pray God's blessing on your whole family.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. You know what? You encourage me, too. You know, I look around and I say, wow, God, I'm not by myself. So, you know, take the blinders off, Lord. Let me see that I have someone else with me. If I don't see them, let me know that your presence will never leave me nor forsake me. You know, I don't say a lot of things in group setting, but when I get fired up, I'm ready to go for the Lord. So thank
Amen.
You, my sister. God bless you. Enjoy the balance of the day, you and your family. And I encourage our listening audience to pick up this book. What's the name of your book?
Milk to Meat, Bible Study, Building on Promise, written by Janice Gilmore. You can get it at jpromises.web.com.
Amen. God bless you, and we'll see you in a couple of, we'll see you later on, okay? We'll do it like that.
All right.
All right, God bless you. Hey, man, what a great interview that we had that with Miss Gilmore there with her book, as it's saying, From Milk to Meat, Building on God's Promises. It's a Bible study. Amen. So as she's getting ready to get out of here, we too are going to get out of here. We have our co-host on the line. Brother Daniel, pray we're not able to get to you today. We're doing a short show this morning here. So we pray that you enjoy what you heard. And the rest of the listening audience that's on here, please pick up Miss Gilmore's book. Please help her, and also help yourself. It would be a great gift to give someone for any occasion. You're listening to Free on the Inside, a weekly internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you. I say, and to challenge you, make this thing personal, to challenge you to be all you could be, because the enemy don't want you to be challenged. The enemy wants you to be complacent. The enemy wants you to stay right where you are. The enemy said, what's the use? But I encourage you that it does make a difference. You hear me from time to time, they say, help change a life. I don't say that unworldly. I don't say that knowing that there's a cost involved for that, because someone changed my life. Someone encouraged me to be strong in the Lord. Someone told me that God loved me. Someone told me that the promises are set up in heaven for me, that they are there for me. I just have to grab hold to it. And I'm encouraging you to be strong in the Lord. I'm encouraging you to never let go. You know, as I share with Ben, talk about God, open my eyes that I can see. God, open my ears that I can hear. That's Isaiah 35 and 5, where it said that Isaiah was. So the people said that God going to open up those blinded eyes, unstop those deaf ears, and he's going to make an oasis in a dry place. You may feel like that you in the wilderness now, but you hold on. You hold on to God's unchanging hand, and he's going to open up the fountains of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room for. Please enjoy the balance of your day. Be a blessing to someone else. You're listening to Free on the Inside, weekly internet program each Saturday morning. So enjoy your day. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. And we encourage you to be a blessing to someone else. As we get ready to log out, we'd like to have a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. The Lord, we thank you for the guests that we had on this morning. We thank you for this opportunity to share your word, dear Lord, with our listening audience. We thank you for our guest this morning, Sister Gilmore, dear Lord, how she wrote a very powerful book, dear Lord, that she's encouraging men and women to study your word, to apply that word in your life, in their life, dear Lord, to allow the promises that which you have spoken into their life to manifest themselves, dear Lord. The promises are not dead. The promises are still invaluable, dear Lord. Allow them to hold on to that promise and apply it to their day. We don't know what those promises are. Sometimes we're looking for that big, big, awesome thing, but sometimes it's that little bitty thing. That just said having faith, dear Lord. You say you promised that, Lord, that you would never leave something. You promised that you would never put no more arms, dear Lord. I got to have faith to believe that, Lord. Please build my faith up. Dear Lord, we pray for all those that are having difficulties, dear Lord, in their personal life, their finances, or health, dear Lord. We pray for wellness in the name of Jesus. We pray for comfort in the name of Jesus. We pray for an assurance in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, we pray, dear Lord, all those that call upon your name, dear Lord, will not be disappointed, will be encouraged, dear Lord, for we know that there's power in the name of Jesus. Enjoy your day. You'll listen to another great episode of Free on the Inside, Minister Lewis and friends. God bless you.
10 long years, Cash for Clunkers is back, only at Rusty Wallace Honda.
Cash for Clunkers, with $2,500 or even $3,500 paid for any trade.
Hi, I'm Jessica Wallace, and it's time to trade up to the reliability of a new Honda from Rusty Wallace.
Just bring your clunker to us on Shiloh Road, just off 635 in Dallas, and receive up to $3,500 paid toward any trade.
Then drive off on a new Honda Civic from $199 a month. Accords and CRVs from $229 a month. Even Honda Pilots are only $369 a month.
Only at Rusty Wallace Honda in Dallas.
And no down payments required.
Just bring us your clunker.
After 10 long years, Cash for Clunkers is back only at Rusty Wallace Honda, now through November 30th.
Just off 635 on Shiloh Road in Dallas.
RustyWallaceHonda.com.
Rusty Wallace.
Honda makes the cars. Rusty Wallace makes the difference.
Cash for clunkers.
Don't miss it.
I don't want to go home alone.
The Polo Red Rush, The Men's Fragrance by Ralph Lauren.
Thank you.
You haven't seen the sun in like forever, so you search for a beach vacation. Sunny beaches, sandy beaches, big beaches, small beaches.
On the Inside Ministry, Minister Joy Lewis, co-host Brother Richard Daniel. Enjoy the balance of your day. Be strong in the Lord and be a blessing to someone. Amen.